Hey, I'm Dollar Bill Lako, Certified Financial Planner. I'm here today with Dr. Gene Hensler and Ted Parrish, Chartered Financial Analyst. Got some questions. Should you buy a house? Should you rent a house? Excuse me. Should you sell your house or should you rent it? And so just a couple things. I'm the grim statistics guy. You can find this stuff everywhere. Mm-hmm. But according to CoreLogic, 23.1% of all residential properties have negative equity in the United States.
Yep.
Georgia has the fifth highest loan-to-value ratio.
Okay.
So Nevada's 118%, Arizona's 95%, Florida's 91%, Michigan's 84%, and Georgia's 81%.
Okay.
Which actually, 20%, that's not bad.
Well, you got to remember that a lot of people own their house outright.
Well, that's not good.
Well, but I'm saying is that skews the statistics. And so what happens is that all you need is 10 or 20% of people to have their house paid off, and then all of a sudden that number runs to 95%.
I got you. Okay. Two other statistics. They are expecting home prices to fall another 5 to 10% in 2011.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's right?
No.
Okay. And then Atlanta is now a city with home prices below 2,000 levels. And I can actually assure you that is a factual statement given the rental property I have in Ackworth.
Which is surprising because, the house prices didn't run up that much in Atlanta compared to other places.
I think they just got overbuilt.
There was a lot of overbuilding in the wrong places.
Yeah.
Well, so the question becomes, you can't buy another house until you sell your current home.
Correct.
So should I rent it? Should I sell it and take a beating? What should I do? What do you think, Gene?
Well, number one, if you like where you're living and you value your credit and say you have some equity in it, why not just keep living in it?
Right.
I mean, your payments are probably still, if you got a 30-year mortgage, all right, your payments are probably still going to be less than renting.
Right.
Okay. And that housing values aren't going to stay down forever. And, it's a function of location. If you see your...
Well, should they rent their house to buy the next house?
No.
Don't do that at all.
No, because now you're really speculating. Now you're in a situation in which what happens is, let's just say you're in a neighborhood where the housing values have fallen. People will bail out and they'll rent for anything.
Right.
So the rent will go down.
Right.
Maybe the quality of the neighborhood. No, I don't think that makes any sense. You're better off selling your house... selling your house at a very low price, I'm saying relative to what you want to sell, and go buy a house at a relatively low price.
Gotcha.
I think people are overlooking the factor is, as they say, I paid $200,000 for my house, and I can only get $180,000. But so you take a $20,000 loss, but you go out and buy a house that used to sell for $270,000 for $180,000.
Right.
So there are values out there that you can make that move. But don't compound your situation. Why would you want to speculate in real estate unless you knew what the heck you were doing?
Right, right.
Who you're fighting against right now are people who
the
are
big
coming.
Money.
Who are people coming, not even big money, but people are coming into a neighborhood and they're saying, here's a wonderful house you sell for $200,000. I can buy the house for $140,000, pay cash for it, rent it out, have positive cash flow, give myself a 12% return on my investment, and sit back, and they've got the power to weather the storm. What do you have?
Right.
If they need to cut the rent in order to keep it full, you can't match it.
Well, hold that thought for a second, Ted. This is a good segue because I know Matt Reeves from Main Street Home Loans just joined us. Matt, how are you?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Good. So, Teddy, go ahead and ask your question.
I was just going to say, so the old adage that applies to stocks applies to real estate as well. The real
long-term
estate market can stay down longer than you can stay solvent.
That's true. If you're living in it, you got to live somewhere. So, well, Matt, are there any deals for investors right now to go out and buy up some of these properties?
Yeah, I mean, there's kind of like what Gene was saying as I joined into the call. There's a tremendous amount of deal out there to where because an investor looks at it as a true cash flow basis.
Right.
What can I buy this at? And they put the minimum they can down, which is typically 25%.
So they are requiring that much down now?
Yeah, it's going to be a minimum of 20 to 25% down, depending upon their credit profile. But they're looking at that number to see what their payment's going to be and then how much they can cash flow it for.
What's the interest rate on something like that?
Off the top of my head, depending upon a credit profile, low fives.
How many homes can they buy that way?
Now, Fannie and Freddie did come up with a rule because too many people did get a little speculative in the real estate environment. And if you are buying an investor home to get Fannie and Freddie financing, you can own no more than 10.
10. Well, that's still a substantial.
Yeah.
So somebody who wanted to quote, somebody sitting around with $250,000.
Yes.
Could buy 10 homes, putting 25% down on, let's say, $100,000 home, and own 10 of them, and I'm just playing let's pretend here, and really turn their $250,000, if they knew how to manage real estate, into a really good living.
Correct. But to go off something Gene said earlier, unless you are a real estate investor, you do not want to get into the premise of renting a house to go buy your new house.
Yeah, and especially when you only have one. Do you know what I mean?
Correct.
You're either 100% occupied or 100% unoccupied.
Correct.
Well, in all reality, real estate is not what we would determine to be an investment per se if you're going to directly rent and be the manager. Because you're going to be getting the phone calls of...
Oh, you have to be professional. Yeah. You have to have a mentality. So you kick people out. I'm sorry you're late with your rent. Pay it or go.
Right.
You know, I'm keeping your deposit, all that sort of stuff like that.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to stop here. It's been a slice of heaven. If you need help during the week, you can reach us 770-429-9166. You can always email us at drgene@hensler.com. Gene, Teddy, slice of heaven.
Very good.
We'll see you next week. Take care.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.